I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Islamic leader is telling Sudan's government to take action against Christians. He says 109 people have converted from Islam to Christianity in Khartoum, and he claims that these figures are growing in a continuous and, quote, scary fashion. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says Sudanese Christians have seen a dramatic increase in pressure over the last few months. Churches are being forced to close, and foreign workers are being kicked out of the country.
So we need to pray for Christians, especially that are being marginalized around Khartoum. We also need to pray that there will be peace.
Next, upcoming elections in Zimbabwe don't answer the question of whether or not the country can pull out of its economic nosedive. The high poverty rate has pastors in Zimbabwe struggling for resources, so says Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
The pastors are hungry for any kind of training they can get. Many of them are not seminary trained, and they don't have the resources that we have here, you know, books and seminars, conferences, access to the internet. Even if they were there, it's hard for them to even afford to buy those resources.
There's a 5-day training conference for pastors in Zimbabwe this week. They need both prayer and funding. MissionNetworkNews.org. And finally, 80-year-old Nick Leonovich, serving with Slavic Gospel Association, is now in the presence of the Lord. While in Ukraine to celebrate a graduation at an SGA-sponsored school this week, Nick fell down a flight of stairs. He had a lifelong commitment for young people and the gospel, and will be sorely missed. Funeral arrangements are pending. Please pray comfort for his church family and for his wife. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.